BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Another one.
Lick me, I'm delicious.
No way.
The one.
For the fat fingers.
It's still good.
Easy. Radio.
One.
Two.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
Let me just say,
I look like an out of work magician.
Drums, please.
3, 2.
Radio one.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, Joel Corry, the best in a vest, is with us. He's quite ripped, isn't he?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities between him and you, though. Fitness, tans, face, that sort of thing. It's quite incredible to see.
Anyway, he's pretty ripped, and he was here not in a vest, actually, for a change. I normally meet him and he's in a vest. But how sorry is Joel Corry? You'll find out on this podcast. Also, our fearless intern Alameda strikes again, going up to complete strangers like she's known them for ages. But do they correct her or do they just go along with it? And this Sunday is actually Father's Day, so we celebrate on Bumbleo Wednesday.
One.
All the Youngblood fans be like, can you stop being so casual that you had a hug with Youngblood, please? Yeah, sorry, it was a bit of a brag. I didn't realise that it came across that way, but I guess if you're a fan, you would love a hug. Kerry and Newton Abbott says, jealous. What a guy. Absolutely knockout at Reading on Sunday. I'm still so awkward with guests. Have you noticed?
In what sense?
When I greet them, I don't know what to do still now to this day. How many guests have I interviewed? How many people, how many pop stars over the years at Reading 1 have I interviewed? I still don't know what to do.
Yeah, but it's a weird situation, isn't it? Because you want to try be friendly, but then equally everyone's there for a reason. Do you know what I mean? It's an odd one. It's not like meeting a mate in the pub.
No. One of the most recent ones, which was particularly awkward, was with Lewis Capaldi, where he put his hand out. And what you're supposed to do in that situation, grab the hand. I grabbed the hand, but then pulled him in for a
hug.
Don't
overthink it. Do you remember I went through a phase of just kiss on the forehead, take control of the situation, and you just kiss on the forehead there. Same with Capaldi. It's a bit weird, but my point is if you dominate the situation there, at least it makes it less awkward.
I'm just awkward with pop stars generally. Let's not forget the Taylor Swift incident.
Yes.
Oh, we'll see you in Middlesbrough. Sure, great, I can't wait. And, okay, you've got the clips ready, have you? Awesome. Yeah, here we go. And we're excited to see you at Radio 1's big weekend.
Are you cutting? You're cutting out.
Yeah, you're cutting out? I did it twice. And we will see you at Radio 1's big weekend in Middlesbrough very soon.
Oh, amazing. It's great to see you, and thank you so much for everything.
No, you're not on. That was last year, and Swansea got mixed up.
One! Scott Mills.
Bangers at 2:40 this afternoon. And remember the game we did with our intern last week?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, well, I mean, uber cringe, but quite an initiation for her. She has to go out and say things to people and just see if they go along with it.
Yeah.
Because it's awkward when someone confronts you and is like, you remember last night, we were getting on really well, that kind of, you sort of trick yourself, don't you? You go along with it. However, it never happened.
So it's the game of going up to complete strangers and exactly as Chris just said, like, wow, you were drunk last night, but you've never met them before, just to see what their reaction is. That's coming up.
I've got a bit of a confession to make. We managed to get you with one of these as well.
What?
Yeah. So, you know when she came in and just called you Simon?
Yes.
Yeah, and you didn't know how to react.
Yes.
Yeah, it was done on purpose.
Was that recorded?
Yeah, that was all recorded.
No,
yeah.
It wasn't.
And I'll be playing out the results of that with it later.
No way!
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Serious?
Oh, it's so good, this. She called you Simon two or three times.
I was like, did she just call me Simon?
Yeah, I know. And we've recorded it all, and you guys will hear that very soon.
Oh, I hope I didn't say anything bad.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So I know a lot of you would have been on a holiday with the lads or the girls this summer. And if you went to Napa or Ibiza or Malia or Zante or Cavos, chances are you probably went to see Joel Corry, because he's DJing everywhere. He's got one more week left. And when I went to see him, they were all singing that song, Sorry, back at him.
Yeah, statistically, most people listening will know someone or be near someone right now that has encountered Joel Corry.
It's a bit like rats.
Yeah.
You're never that far away from one. But sometimes, you know that we come up with a feature based around the name of their track. I think he's going to be sorry that he ever called his song Sorry. And you'll find out why in about 10 minutes.
BBC.
Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here he is, Joel Corry.
Oi, oi, how you doing?
Yes, I'm good. Welcome to Radio 1.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's all right.
I find it weird seeing you in daylight. Do you know what I mean? All videos of you, every time I see you on social, it's in a sort of nightclub. You shine through with your tan. He's the only guy that can rival you for tan.
He's actually a shade darker than me right now, and I'm not happy about it. The difference is, Chris, since we both last saw Joel, I saw him in Zante a few weeks ago. Since then, something we don't have, he does have a top 10 single.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
I mean, this track has blown up so big.
Yeah. It's been honestly crazy, like, to see it, because obviously it got released just before the summer, so yeah. I think the timing was just absolutely spot on.
Well, it's the resort song of the year. It's the song that everyone will remember from their summer holiday if they've been on a lads or girls holiday.
That's right, yeah, because obviously I'm playing out in the resorts every week. You know, I'm doing, from Malia to Zante to Kavos, Ibiza. I mean, you know that.
And, I do.
As you said, it's definitely one of the biggest tracks out there, if not the biggest. Which
I love that. Look at the modesty there. He's
no,
got
but
his
it
song
is.
Now.
They were singing it back.
It's everywhere. It's every nightclub. It always goes off with that song. And now you've got that top 10 single. You slap that down, don't you?
Yeah, I'm top 10 actually, love.
Good life.
Is your song the best song ever to have Sorry in it? Do you think? Because there have been a lot.
A banger,
yeah.
Sorry for party hacking.
Not that one.
No, that
so
had
much.
Its time. That was a good. That was good at the time.
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Oh no, that's classic.
Always seems to me.
Yes.
Sorry seems to be.
Jeez. Is that Elton John in Blue?
With Blue.
Yeah, that was a banger as well, actually. Yeah.
It's when it's well tricky if you're at a party and you reach for your version of Sorry and you accidentally play that instead.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Probably wouldn't go down as well in rescues.
Different vibe.
Always seems to me.
Nah. You've always looked good. How do you stay in shape? Are you following the fish and a rice cake diet? Do you know about this guy?
Oh, I remember that. That was that...
I want to bring it back out.
Go and bring it back.
This is you.
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 2 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 4 o'clock,
fish.
Just before I train, I'll have fish and a rice cake. I'll have me fish.
Mm-hmm.
I'll come home, have some more fish with a rice cake, and then have some fish before I go to bed. And then that's it for the day. Just
tell me you've never had fish before you go to bed.
Can you imagine his breath?
have you had fish before bed ever? I have.
I have actually. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not nice, is it?
No, it's
you wake up tomorrow and you're a bit like.
Talk to me about that. Why would you have fish before bed?
Because
just what you got to do.
Want to get ripped?
Is that how you get ripped, Joel?
Literally, yeah. Just
fish before bed.
Fish before bed and you're sorted. You'll wake up tomorrow like abs, 8-pack.
You reckon?
Have a can of tuna before bed tonight, trust me.
I'll give it a go.
Yeah. Let me know how you get on.
Should we do that?
Right.
Should we do the tuna before bed?
Well, you know I've tried like every diet going, right? Like, but I have resorted to dry cans of tuna before. It's a sad life.
That's
not
grim.
Not even a tiny bit of sauce, just the dry tuna in your mouth. Right, we're going to play the track now. Sorry by Joel Corry, top 10, BBC Radio 1. And then, maybe there's some stuff that you need to say sorry for.
Ooh.
Wait right there.
I can't live without you. I know I did you wrong. I know I did you wrong. And it's my fault. I'm sorry. I can see my whole world changing because of you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joel Corry and Sorry, I'm Radio 1 and Joel's with us. Hi.
Hello.
So, Joel, your track is called Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You've been, as we mentioned, playing in all the resorts now for, what, is it 15 weeks?
Yep, 15 weeks, yeah.
Can you think of anyone over those various summers that you might need to say sorry to?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, a bit like when you're at an airport and you've got to choose which lane you go through. Do you declare it or do you know what I mean? Like,
I never
You could just don't say that. But you can just choose right now. Do you know what I mean?
Hello, customers, if you're listening. Nab him. Good news, Joel, is that you don't need to apologise to all of them.
Okay.
Because only one of them is real.
Oh.
Two of them are not. It's for you to decide which one you want to apologise to. out of these three people.
Right.
All right?
Okay, so only one of these you do actually need to apologise to.
Yeah. So I've actually done something
You've
wrong.
You've done something wrong to one of these people.
Oh, my God.
You weren't expecting
I've
this,
I've got the fear now.
Yeah, I know. Okay, right, here's story number one.
Hi, Joel. You need to say sorry to me. This year in Zante, you were playing Rescue, and you told us all to go down skinny dipping after your set. So we went down to the beach, as you said, and I had my clothes stolen. Everything was gone, my phone, my wallet, everything. We had to walk back naked.
Joel?
I don't need to apologise for that.
No?
No.
No.
You haven't told anyone or encouraged anyone to go skinny dipping in Zante this year?
No.
No.
Not this year.
It does happen though, doesn't it? You get carried away. Mm.
It's happened to me.
What do you mean? You've gone out skinny dipping afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We've all done that, right?
Yeah. And you didn't walk through Zante naked.
This is amazing because it's got so tense in here.
I know. The atmosphere certainly
It's like it's
certainly
really
changed.
Turned in atmosphere.
I know. What?
Nice and fun and friendly catch up.
And there's a chill in the air.
I'm being like interrogated here.
There might be nothing that you have to apologise for.
Yeah. No, I'm totally innocent here.
Okay.
I'm innocent.
Fine.
Innocent.
Fine. Hands on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, are we happy with that? And then we'll move on.
Yeah. There's nothing to apologise for.
Mm. All right. What about this one?
Hiya, Joel. You need to say sorry to me. Back in 2017 at Sunny Beach, Bulgaria, you were playing and I was there on holiday with the girls. We saw you live and then a few hours later we were out on a strip and it started raining. But it wasn't raining. It was Joel Corry urinating off the roof.
Now, think back, because it was 2 years ago.
No, I wouldn't do that, no.
So you're urinating off a roof?
No, I wouldn't do that, no. No, no.
You sure? It's just because these nights you can get carried away, can't you?
And also, it's fine, Joel, because it's different rules in Greece. You know what I mean? You can smoke indoors.
Yeah.
And if you want to pee off a roof, you probably can.
It's tricky with the toilet situation there, isn't it? You don't know whether you're flushing the paper or...
Well, you can't flush. You're not allowed to flush.
No, but okay,
so no one knows what they're doing.
Who puts it in the bin?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
No one does, do they?
Do you put it in a bin?
Oh, you don't. That is, I mean, I can't believe anyone does, but they do. Because the bin's always full.
Right.
And it's like, could you imagine you opening that bin?
Well,
I choose my moment when to put it in the bin. Do you know what I mean?
But apparently it's due to the pipes in Greece not being that good. Yeah. But
have you smelt Kavos?
Yes, I have.
So, yeah.
When you land, it's just, maybe that's the bin.
Don't you find that incredible, actually, when you land at Kavos?
There is a whiff in the air.
It does, there is a smell, isn't
Sorry,
there?
Sorry, lunchtime here on Radio 1.
Kavos is a bit whiffy, isn't it?
What is that smell?
It's just the smell of Kavos, isn't it? But
it's unmistakable.
It is unmistakable, but you adapt so quickly.
Yeah, you kind of grow into it.
Like if you put me on a plane now and blindfolded me and got me off the plane, I'd be like, Kavos.
Yeah, but it's the same with people with country air. Some people, when they smell country air, are like, breathe it in.
Yeah.
And that's what Joel's like when he arrives in Kavos. The smell is there.
Yeah,
but
it's the Kavos
whiff. He's like, I'm home.
Breeze it all in. All right, we're going to play a track and then we'll come back with the third person that you might need to say sorry to. Yeah. We're discounting that one, though, are we? The weeing off the roof.
Yes, I'm all innocent
right.
of that.
All right, back in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Joel Corry's here on BBC Radio 1. Okay, we've got three stories here. One of these people you need to say sorry to. The first two, you said you're in the clear. Don't need to apologise. Not didn't happen.
So, yeah.
All right, here's the next story.
I've employed you several times over the summer, and I honestly thought you'd be a good wingman. So I would like you to say sorry for always leaving the club with someone else. Can I just say Australia?
Joel?
Okay.
Okay, I know who this is.
All right. Who's that?
This is Jake. He's known as the mayor of Zante.
He is the
unofficial
mayor
of
Zante. He runs that town.
He does. And... yes, I do have to apologise to Jake for maybe not being the best wingman in the world.
Right. All right. I mean, I don't know what the Australia thing is. Does it involve going down under? Or?
You know what? It was basically he brought these two girls over.
Right.
And it was like, he liked one of them.
Oh.
Kind of.
Joel Corry effect.
Though. Yeah. Right. Top 10 song. Who's going to win there? See what I mean?
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Let's put some emotional music on, and if you can just want to do a heartfelt apology to Jake for being a bad wingman.
Yeah. Dear Jake, I just want to say I'm well and truly sorry for being the worst wingman in the world. And I still love you. And I'm going to try and right my wrongs and be a better wingman in the future. I love you, bro.
Wow, that's something for all of Zanti to look forward to, isn't it? Wonderful.
Wonderful. Joel, so good to have you in. I know that we, there was terror in your eyes just before that feature, but it all worked out good.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, good to see you. Come and see us again soon.
I will. Thank you, Joel, for having me on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you ready to have a little midweek dance to the Gypsy Kings because we're halfway through the week?
Yeah, I am so keen for this. Let's do it.
Okay.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
First one is a request from me. It's my new favourite clip from Gemma Collins from her new TV show. Here we find Gemma in the supermarket picking out different foods in one of the aisles.
I'm going that way just recently. Like, that's death. That's death. 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 It's all death. I don't want to eat death. I want to eat life.
What's she going on about?
It's a death. Death, death. Like picking up cheese. Death. Death. Picks up a Mars bar. Death. We've got James and Julia at the DVLA in Swansea.
Whoop, whoop. What? No, I don't know. Carry on.
And Ciara and Derry, who want this. It's Chris's version of the Arctic Monkeys.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. Stars out of five.
I hope they've heard that and really enjoy it.
They would love that. They'd
absolutely hate it, wouldn't they? Remember this girl? Danny and Wigan reminds us of...
Catch me outside, how about that?
She's got a song out. Joanne in Aberdeen. This from one of your guides to Great Britain.
I'll walk around town and you'll say shumai to Ewan Ruan, the actor who plays Ramsay Bolton in Game of Thrones. This is all fine. Maybe you'll see local resident Roald Dahl or Letitia or Chichi.
You won't see Roald Dahl.
From short-lived MTV show The Valleys.
Can I stop you? You won't see Roald... Stop.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead?
Definitely dead.
But...
Died in 1990.
Oh, apologies there.
Just looked up.
You're very unlikely to see Roald Dahl there.
Yeah, just change it. What about the man from airline who really wasn't bothered by his flight delay? James wants this one.
Refreshment vouchers and a refund for the four-hour delay.
I mean, I'm pretty chilled out about this, actually. I've had five pints of Guinness and my wife's just left me for another man. I can't mention her name. Jackie, oh, I'm sorry about that. So, actually, you know, the fact that it's a four-hour delay on a flight doesn't bother me.
And Will from County Durham, who wants Nicole, our listener's first experience of a mosh pit.
I see mosh pits. Do you know where they are?
Yep.
And I have never been so scared in my life. You've seen me in the flesh. You know how small I am. And you've got these tall men running into each other, killing each other, you name it. And I'm just standing there, clenching onto my hands, being like, no one push me in, no one push me in. It is so scary. Like, they don't care. They really don't care. And then you've got the dust flying everywhere. Oh.
Will from Peterborough points out that in New Zealand... Guess what day Father's Day is?
Oh, it's not Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Father's Day is Sunday.
It's Sunday.
This Sunday.
February 1st trivia answer tonight. Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Father's Day.
What about Father's
Day? Father's Day is on Sunday.
Yeah, but what's the question?
Oh. Ooh. No, I don't know.
Oh. You're close. I just need the question.
Ooh.
Like.
I'm not too sure.
Like, the answer's Sunday, but what would the question be?
Ooh. All I know is Father's Day.
Yeah, you're kind of right. I just need to know the question.
Mm. Like, the 31st?
Yeah. If it was to be a question, it would be, what day is Father's Day? So
what day is Father's Day, right?
Yeah, so the answer's Sunday.
Sunday.
What do you reckon the question might be?
What's the question, mate? Oh, don't know.
You're 90% there. You need to give me the question.
What day is Father's Day? Sunday.
Yep. So the answer's Sunday. What would the question be?
Father's Day.
Yeah.
See, I don't know.
No. But the question needs to be what day. The answer needs to be what day is Father's Day.
What day is Father's Day?
So I'll say the answer's Sunday, and if you can say what day is Father's Day, that's what I need. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What do you reckon the question might be?
Sunday.
What you need to say to me, what day is Father's Day?
Oh.
Okay. The answer's Sunday. What's the question?
What day is Father's Day?
You got it.
Yes. Come on. 8-1-1-9 for a midweek shout. Archie and his tractor in Wiltshire. Lauren in Norfolk doing a massive pile of ironing. Jack subsoiling in his tractor.
That's, you get fined for that, don't you? I suppose if it's your own tractor, you won't get the soiling fee, will you? Stuart and Kat bumbling in the office right now at the Northern School of Art.
Guess who else has been in touch? My former Strictly Dance partner, Joanne Clifton, in the car with James on the way to Nottingham to perform in the Rocky Horror Show.
Nice.
She's Janet, he's Brad.
How is she? Do you still talk to her?
Yeah, she just texts me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just wonder how much you stay in touch with your Strictly partners.
She's very busy on tour.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But no, we do, yeah. A lot of love still there.
Shout out to Patty. Happy Bumbleo Wednesday.
Hello to James and his dad spreading muck together in Blackpool like father, like son. Jamie in Norfolk. Kevin in Devon.
Hey.
Alex, Billy and Mitch, flat out farming, or the farmers high. Stuart and Kat bumbling in the office at the Northern School of Art. Oh, arty. Tom and Alex from Shrewsbury having a barbecue later.
Nice. Josh and the boys gutted that butt. He's gay, wasn't in the gap.
OK, I'll find it.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Tom and Dan still working in the rain, but they're bumbling hard. Hello to George. There's quite a lot of farmers on, actually. You're right. Fraser currently sat in the back of a police car.
Gemma and Mike on the way to Ipswich. Why is in the back of the...
Oh. Well, I'm sure it's fine.
Okay. Okay, anyway. Move on.
Will from Warwickshire.
Richard carting sunflowers to Sunny Spalding. And Richard in Lancashire. I see.
After the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scott.
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 What's on?
What's on me?
Oh.
As they say in the...
bangers.
Yeah, that's what you say in the West Country. What's on? You're
what's
in Exeter.
On?
Exeter.
I am.
Do you know, that was one of my favourite ever Radio 1 Big Weekends, Exeter.
Oh, it was so good. Do you remember the sunshine? It was lovely, wasn't it?
Apart from the breakup.
It was proper hot.
Breakup.
And that day, Bastille, Dan Smith, came down high-fived me in the crowd.
Really?
Amazing.
Wow, one of the best days of your life.
The breakup.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. Your one. Oh, yeah. That's annoying.
I mean, it kind of...
That was a minor speed bump.
It ruined...
It was a wonderful weekend.
Ruined
actually.
An otherwise great weekend.
Okay, this is on. I mean, that's out there.
Right.
That's amazing.
What do you normally choose? What? Who do you normally choose on bangers?
So, I normally choose yourself.
Right.
However...
But...
If Chris does pick an absolute banger, I will switch alliances.
Mm. All right, that's okay. That's fine. And what do you do, Scott?
I work on the gas. I'm on the gas board of a pair of mains.
On the old gas board there?
Yeah.
Are you one of them men that comes around and goes, can I read your meter? And I'm like, who are you? Show me your ID.
Yeah, I'm never sure whether I should be letting them in or not. The ones with the... Because I don't know what I'm looking for there.
Well, no, I asked for ID.
Do you? But yeah, but even if they show you ID, what you... Do you know what I mean? Do you know what you're looking for with that?
Yeah, because they mostly turn up unannounced, don't they?
Yeah.
And, well, you'll be all right, though, because you've got one of them fancy doors where it tells you if there's movement there.
There's nothing fancy about it. I saw the advert on the TV, thought, I'll have a bit of that. Now I've got a doorbell with a camera in, which is great, because you catch all sorts.
You really do. And it's on your phone all the time. There is movement outside your front door.
It does. My phone...
All the time.
My phone keeps flashing here, and everyone feels the need to have to, like, lean over and have a look. It's like, oh, someone at your door there.
Because sometimes, right, you charge your phone around my side of the desk, and I just be glancing at your phone and be like, mate, movement at your front door.
Thank you.
All right, Scott, this is what we've got for you today on Bangers. Here's my choice.
Oh. A bit of Cascada.
Yes!
That's hurt a little bit, to be honest.
Well, Chris chose the other one the other day, and it made me think of this one.
Yeah, okay.
Every time we touched. That
very
was...
Very Scott.
What Hurts the Most by Cascada. I'd love to hear that today.
Okay. Oh, Scott, you can have my banger choice, which is this. Oh. I do think this might be one of the greatest songs ever written. It's a sort of, I don't know, like Bohemian Rhapsody. Esque song. It's My Chemical Romance, Welcome to the Black Parade.
Oh, you know what? I'm a little bit gutted, really, with Scott's choice.
Yeah, it will sound good, I promise you. I know what you're thinking, but it will sound good. However, Cascada up against My Chemical Romance...
It's a battle that no one's ever...
Someone's done me over here.
...dreamed up.
Because I don't know what's going to go against what. Neither of us do.
Mm.
Don't get to pick.
No, we get to pick, but we don't know what, in what order they're going to pick our songs.
I don't know what Scott's going to choose. He doesn't know what I'm going to choose. Do you know what I mean? So it leads to some funny battles that happen, like today. But you're in charge.
My Chemical Romance and Cascada.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, Scott, but I'm going to have to go with Chris.
Go on, Scott.
When I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to see a marching band.
I've gone off topic.
No, not at all.
Radio 1's Life Hacks.
1.
There's no getting away from it. Some things are just pretty hard to talk about.
It's probably easier to start or find a relationship before. It's basically just like whoever's down your road, wasn't it?
But on the Life Hacks podcast, we're not squeamish. We are not embarrassed.
When we thought, oh, let's do it in our underwear to show that runners' bodies come in all shapes and sizes, right? We were worried about the chafing.
From mental health to modern relationships, sex and more.
We say what no one else will. Radio 1's Life Hacks. With Katie Thistleton and Dr. Rada. Download it now on BBC Sounds.
Scott Mills.
To be fair, I think if I had won today against that, if Cascada had got picks, there would have been riots.
Yeah, some of the messages we're getting are amazing now. A lot of people would have liked Cascada. I think it was a tough battle today. Look at this. Far from being one of the best songs, Chris, I personally think it's terrible. And actually, My Chemical Romance aren't fit to clean Cascada's Diamante shoes. That's from Jeff.
But Tanya says, My Chemical Romance, Black Parade, the best banger for months.
Oh, it's such a tune.
Playing it loud in my car with windows down in Bath.
Tamsin is running the Bournemouth Marathon in October and has just remembered that song. That's going on the playlist.
Simon says, reminds me of Emo Nights at Uni. He's driving back to London. It was a good one today. Welcome to the Black Parade. Well deserved.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Imagine going up to a complete stranger and pretending that you're really familiar with them and you know them so well. So well that you tell them that, are they still okay to do cat sitting for you this week? Now, we sent our intern, Alameda, to do this last week. She's been here 2 weeks at Radio 1. She only really knows us a lot, this team. She doesn't know anyone else. But... she did it, fair play, balls of steel, went up to some people she's never met before in the office and was super over familiar.
Are you still okay to cat sit next week?
Cat sit?
Yeah. We spoke about it last week.
I wasn't in last week.
Okay, well can you cat sit?
No, I'm allergic to cats.
You're allergic to cats.
Oh, God. I'm issuing you a cringe warning now. Both me and Chris have also been caught out by this today. It's really horrible. But once again, she has stepped up. I wouldn't do this on my first few weeks at work.
And what happened is next level on these. It is next level.
Prepare to have to hold on to something as you're listening in the next 10 minutes.
One. Scott Mills.
All right, so our intern, Alamide, is with us. And she, as we found out last week on the show, is game for pretty much anything, aren't you?
Pretty much.
It's always the quiet ones. I thought, when you first came here, I thought, oh, she's quite quiet. Not so much.
No, it's great. And it's great that this is...
In a good way.
Yeah, I don't want to say you're building up a reputation for this kind of thing, but I worry that like you're not going to be trusted again. But that's fine because it's all for the good of us and everyone listening right now.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So yes,
that's good.
The intern challenge is back. It's basically going up to people you've never met, and that awkward situation of pretending that you're really over familiar with them and that you've known them for ages, though you haven't.
But I think we've all been on the other side of that, haven't we? Where someone's come up to you and just started talking to you, and really you don't know who they are, or you worry that you must have met them at some point or met them on a night out, and they talk to you like you're a really good friend.
This happened to me just yesterday, where someone was like, hey, you okay? How's Lee? And I'm like, who's Lee?
Yeah.
And who are you?
But I know you. I know what you would have done. You would have gone, yeah, Lee's good, thanks.
I did. And then I went, anyway, yeah, I'm late for a meeting. See you later, bye. All right, so I thought we'd start off quite easy on this one. So the lifts here at the BBC in London all have different BBC radio stations playing in them. So we said to Alamide here, get in the lift. And what did you do?
I had to sing all of the songs really loudly.
Yeah. And good. Try and get everyone to join in. These are people that you've never met before. They're all from different floors of the BBC. Let's hear how that went. Cringe warning, cringe warning.
Put your hands up, put your hands up, put your hands up. I love this song. Have you heard of it?
No.
No. It's really good. Put your hands up, put your...
I mean, it's not even quiet.
Oh, that's so cringe. I know. Oh, my God.
It is cringe hearing it like that, but fair play to you.
And then someone who doesn't even work at Radio 1, they work in a different department of the BBC, says this.
Apple band jeans, boots with the fur, the whole club's looking at her. She hit the floor. Next thing you know, so you go... Hey,
are we the
Radio 1 intern? How did you know?
Yeah,
there we are. Are you Scott Mills, Radio 1 intern?
That's,
there we are.
That's how you know. Are you the Radio 1 intern? See, but that's a good thing.
Fame at last.
Yeah,
are you the
quite
Radio
famous.
1 intern? Yeah.
Shout out to Laura, by the way. My biggest fan.
Now, this one, I've not heard it because I didn't want to before we played it on radio. But I've been told that this one is particularly bad. So hold on to something or chew on something if you need to. Or do people still have those stress balls they squeeze? Who?
Yeah, maybe. You get the idea. Big cringe warning.
Okay, so this already exists. There's a Gemma Collins podcast that she's doing with Radio 1 at the moment. It's on BBC Sounds. It's actually doing really well. Number one in the podcast charts. Number one, GC. So what about if Alamide went over to the podcast team and says, hey, I've got a new idea for a podcast. What about Gemma Collins? It already exists. Oh, God.
So I had, like, an idea. I was wondering if I could just, like...
Absolutely. We always want to hear your ideas.
Okay, cool. So, I don't know if you've heard of her. There's this woman called, she's kind of like a personality. She's called, Gemma Collins.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she did Towie, and, like, she just has, like, loads of catchphrases, like, GC style, you know, like, stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was thinking maybe we could do, like, something, like, around her life.
Have you seen?
And then,
we've just done one. So, it's just
really?
Been launched, yeah, so have a look.
That's crazy. I literally had a dream, like, she was in, like, a limo, she had, like, a pink feather boa, like, she came in here and she was just, like, walking around. That's crazy.
Oh, I can't bear.
she has catchphrases and...
Oh.
That's incredible.
Oh, God, that was a really hard one to do, actually, because she was so nice, like...
But that's a hard one because you're being judged on your knowledge of Radio 1 here. Like, the idea of being an intern is that you're obviously very passionate about the shows on Radio 1 and the podcasts and such. So for you to not know that there's a Gemma Collins podcast out is actually pretty terrible as an intern.
Really bad.
It's like we've just literally just done one.
Yeah.
Ah!
Terrible.
Jolene in Northampton says, OMG, she is my hero. Mike in Bedford just had to mute the last 10 seconds. The cringe was too much. Okay, Alameda even got me and Chris on this earlier. We'll play it after Ava Max.
Scott Mills.
Tony in Falmouth does make a good point about the person who said he had to mute the last 10 seconds. How would he know if he's muted the sound? True. Sean in Yorkshire just had to stop the car because he was cringing so hard. Did you actually? So, me and Chris get caught out on this next bit. Alameda, our intern, is here, and she will do literally anything. And for that, we say thank you and well done.
Yeah, so far we've been on side with you, sort of known what you've been getting up to and sent you out and that. What I think was particularly harsh today is we both got done in on separate occasions.
Right, so Alameda here is offering the team a coffee in the office and gets every single one of the team's names right except for Chris. Now, you obviously don't know this has been recorded, but she calls you Matt.
This was awful. I was just on my laptop. I was just getting on with some stuff on my laptop when this happened.
Cringe alert!
I might make a cuppa, so... Yeah. Do you want some tea, Sophie?
I might come in with you, yeah.
Will?
Can I have a black coffee, please?
OK. Matt? Do you want a cup of tea?
Chris.
I'm so sorry. It's all right. No, I've got a coffee.
You didn't think it was all right though, did you?
No, not if I'm honest. No, I didn't. But I don't know. It's so hard when you're not expecting it. But then, obviously, I knew that that had happened to me, so I knew it was going to happen to you at some point, and I was all for it, because I was like, I could almost predict how you'd react.
Were you right?
Yeah, I was exactly right.
Yeah, you know me well. Now, what you did there was immediately corrected Alameda when she said coffee or tea. Matt, you did straight away go, Chris.
Mm.
But you know I probably wouldn't do that. Okay, here's what happened.
Does anyone want a tea?
Oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing, please.
Simon, do you want a tea?
I would like to have...
Sophie, what about you?
Tea would be amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Simon, how many sugars?
Scott?
How many? Do you want my sugar?
Simon, twice there.
Yeah, two sneaky Simons in there. What was great is I knew that you wouldn't say anything about it and that what you would do is you would wait till Alameda had left the room and then basically say, did she just call me Simon?
Okay. Oh, no. Do we have to play the reaction?
Yes.
Do we?
So we recorded the reaction as well.
Okay, so Alameda has called me Simon twice, haven't you?
Yep.
And I wait for you to go out of the door, and then this happens. I've not heard this.
Did she call me Simon twice? I thought that's upset. I'm obsessed with that. Did you hear that?
Yeah, she did.
Simon.
She...
What's that? Alameda just called me Simon twice. I thought I was a bit nervous, but...
No, she...
I mean...
That's why I shouted Scott afterwards, because I thought...
Scott, and you went Simon? Oh, you're all in it. I can't trust any of you. Is there more?
Mm.
Oh.
Should I go and tell her?
I hate things like this.
Do you tell her? No!
Shall I... I'll go...
When she comes in, I'll play this.
One. Scott Mills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Say my name. Or one of you say Scott and tell me something. Good idea.
You're actually awful. Just deal with things sometimes.
I can't. Why am I awful? I'm just trying to be nice.
The fact that you wait till she's out the room and then instruct someone else to go correct your name. And if not, you're just firing a few jingles so she learns.
Yeah. I actually said... I forgot that happened. I actually said... No, when she comes back in, I'm going to play this.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
And then I'm like, one of you, say my name when she comes back in.
That was the scariest one so far.
Good work.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky Hill. Rocking the festival outfits at the moment. I'm enjoying them a lot. That was I Could Get Used to This on BBC Radio 1. Like, where do you even buy those clothes? I'm obsessed. Yeah.
Well, no, I think she is amazing how she steps out and say, like, if you were to step out on stage on that outfit, I don't think you could pull it off quite the same.
No, I mean, it's just a pop star look.
She's awesome. And I had a couple of beers the other night and I ended up watching a load of her stories from Reading or Leeds, wherever she was. I just thought, she is phenomenal, isn't she?
Yeah, and the tent was full, like brimming. Okay, so tomorrow, I'd quite like to get into this because I think everyone will have one. Is there a TV show that, when you were a kid, used to absolutely terrify you?
Yes.
I just think it's a good subject because everyone will have one. Let me know now on 81199.
Do you mean like a kid's show?
Any show that was on TV. Like, for instance, for me and also for someone else on the team, it was the Daleks and Doctor Who. Hate.
There was this one called Zap. I think it was. I don't know where this has just come from, and I just remember a hand, and it would sort of do gestures at you like this. It was just a hand on the screen. So sometimes it would sort of stick one finger up at you. Sometimes it was like it would do all sorts. I don't know if I'm talking nonsense, if anyone can remember this, but some sort of fist.
There was one on there was one on CBBC that someone's just mentioned where the aliens had red eyes, terrifying. And there was another show called Goosebumps, and remember that?
Yeah, I remember Goosebumps, yeah.
Terrifying. Anything that, like, you used to not be able to watch, like, had to run out of the room. I think everyone can relate. 81199.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yes, the things with the red eyes, Jeopardy. Like, a harrowing experience to watch. So many people get in touch. Let me know what you had a full-on meltdown to as a kid when you're watching TV. It's like, Mom, I can't watch this. I totally hear this one, even though it's not scary at all, but I used to feel it exactly the same. Pete's been on. When this music comes on the TV. Awful. It's just so menacing. Right, run out of the room immediately. Oh, actually, I still don't like it now. You just know, like, within the next 30 seconds, something really bad is going to happen.
Yeah, I like some suggestions coming in. Also, some of the ones that really aren't that scary, but for some reason were scary to you.
This is terrifying now, listen. Because you know there's going to be a bloke washing windows in a minute above some really spiky railings.
It's a stressful song, isn't it?
Mm. Let's talk about this lot more on tomorrow's show, 81199. Do you remember, like, switch it off, it's freaking me out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, and we've got Rylan with us.